The selflessness of phenomena refers to the perceived objects lacking true existence and the perceiving minds lacking true existence. Perceived objects are of the nature of the perceiving mind, but normally they appear to exist externally. When we cling to that external existence, it becomes the basis for developing attachment and aversion. On the other hand, when we see the reality that perceived objects are devoid of external existence and that they are merely of the nature of the perceiving mind, then the force of desire and animosity are naturally reduced. The perceived objects lacking external existence and the perceiver and the perceived objects lacking separate identity or substance constitute the grosser level of the selflessness of phenomena. The perceiving mind, too, is devoid of true existence. When we say things lack true existence, we mean that things exist under the sway of the mind to which they appear, and that objects do not have a unique or substantial existence from their own side. To our mistaken mind, things appear to exist from their own side, and we cling to that appearance. But in actuality, things are empty of such an existence. This is the subtle emptiness according to this school. Thus, by negating the apparent true existence of things, we develop a sense of their illusory nature. Understanding the reality that things are like illusions counters the generation of negative emotions like attachment and aversion.